You're listening to the TV Zone podcast coverage of Atlanta, Season 2, Episode 10. I'm your host, Jay, and of course, joining me as always, my co-host for this, Moneymaker Chris. Chris, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. So here we are, here talking Atlanta, Season 2, Episode 10, titled FUBU. Not the season finale, because like I was telling you before we recorded that, you know, the first season was only 10 episodes, so this is not the season finale. This is actually the episode before that. Right off the bat, this episode kind of it was interesting from the standpoint that it was a flashback episode.
Yeah, because I totally wasn't expecting them to go that route with this episode. I figured it had something to do, obviously, with FUBU, but I didn't think it'd be going back to, like, their childhood or anything like that. I was, like, taken aback by that.
Yeah, I mean, when they first showed the preview for it, and it was just, you know, just the kids and the thing, it's like, okay, well, maybe, you know, Erwin and Alfred and them, they'll show up later, and we'll figure how this play into it. But, you know, we didn't realize that, oh, it's going to be them back in the early 90s as kids and everything.
Yeah, I was totally not expecting them to go that, you know, way with this episode.
So, the episode, it basically kicks off with, for all intents and purposes, we're going to call him Baby Earn.
Baby Earn.
Yeah. He's, you know, shopping with his mom at Marshall's and everything. And, you know, like most kids at that age or whatnot, you know, we don't know how long they had been out shopping, but you get bored. You want to go home.
Oh, yeah, of course. You don't want to be out there clothes shopping. That's no fun.
Exactly. You know, you want to go home with that. So he kind of wanders off from his mom, and it's almost like the shirt was calling him in a way.
It was similar, calling his name. Young Earn, buy this shirt.
Because he goes around the corner and then he sees it. And, I mean, it's that bright yellow, too. So
so it's definitely going to stand out with that on.
Exactly. So he picks it up off the rack. And then he runs over and finds his mom. And it's like, Mom, can you buy me this shirt? I mean, we can speak this. I mean, we was kids. We did stuff like that.
All the time.
Can you buy me this or whatnot? And his mom said, all right, yeah, okay, fine, I'll buy it. Right? And it's like he was so excited about I got this shirt,
this FUBU shirt. Like, yes, I'm the man now.
and for anyone who don't know, this is FUBU, like, in the early 90s, mid-90s, whatnot. That was one of the top, like, urban brands.
It was, yeah. I still got one of my jackets down there in the closet. I got a FUBU jacket in the closet.
Well, quick question. Does it have the patch on it? Is it made in China or is it made in Bangladesh?
It's the authentic. It's the real one.
But we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
I mean, me personally, I mean, I never really got into FUBU. I was more of a, it's crazy. I think I was more of a Fila person, really.
Really?
Yeah. I was more into Fila. I wasn't big into FUBU. So,
I wasn't big into FUBU either. But this jacket had Muhammad Ali on the back of it. That's what this one.
Okay. All right.
That's why I bought it.
Okay. Yeah, because you ain't going to see Muhammad Ali face on no off-brand FUBU.
No. So when I saw that, I said, oh, yeah, this is authentic, and I got to add it.
So, you know, he is like, he's really excited to wear this shirt, you know, the next day to school and everything. And it was crazy. So the bus ride to school, and because I remember riding the bus. It's like, geez, I used to hate riding the bus. But I felt like I was like taken back to my childhood watching this too, riding the bus. And like I say, you just be sitting there, you riding the bus, you're sitting with your friends, you might be talking, and all of a sudden some randomness happens, and then something jumps off. And that's what happens here. Well, this kid like that was further up on the bus. Now I don't understand why he decided to do this, but he takes, I guess he had a yogurt or something. He
tossed it was a yogurt. Yeah, he tossed the yogurt at the guy.
Yeah. Well, he didn't toss it at him. He just threw it out the window.
He just threw it out the window. My fault. Yeah.
And I guess he don't realize, you know, there's a little thing called gravity going that, and it sucks back into the bus, and it goes all over the kid, and he jumps up. Who did that? Who did that? And, you know, nobody's saying anything or whatnot. And then, out of nowhere, this random kid, he just pops up. And everything, he points the kid out. And
it's like, yeah, like, he dived him out. I'm like, jeez.
It's like really?
Sell him down the river. Good lord.
It's like, what the heck? And it's like, why did he even feel he need to get involved? Because
yeah, why? Well, stay out of that. Why even get involved in that old situation?
He's on the other side of the bus, so it wasn't.
Yeah, mind your business. It wasn't affecting you.
So, but you know, so you have people like that.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You know, but it's just crazy. So, the dude, he goes up there, he sits next to him, he has some words with him, next thing you know, he bops him.
He cold cocks him.
And then his head snaps and hits the window. And
window,
like,
yeah.
And then he's like, he just disappears out of the seat, and he just died, probably crying or something.
And, I'm sure he was.
And Earn is just sitting there, like, he's scared to death.
Oh yeah, this man looked terrified.
So it's like that's the first thing you get them going to school, and so then we go to where they're going to their class or whatnot. When he's getting into the class, actually, and you know he's real proud. You know he going there, he got to take he raring to take off his jacket so he can show off
this new FUBU shirt I got. Look at me.
and then you got this kid who's clearly like a class clown or whatnot.
Oh yeah,
and you know they talk like, oh look at Earn with the new FUBU shirt and this that,
him up.
Yeah and everything. But I don't know if you caught it in that when he's looking the shirt over, it's like he gotta check the tag and check everything.
Oh yeah, gotta make sure you know this is legit. You know you ain't wearing no fake nothing.
And it's like really, it's like looking at what he had. I mean he ain't having like no raggedy clothes or nothing, but
no.
But at the same time, it's like why you gotta basically. You know,
inspect
him and everything like that.
What he wear.
Yeah, so you know, and everything. And then this is where everything pretty much spews off into a tangent, really, because this other kid, Devin, he comes in and he sits down, he takes off his jacket, and he has on a FUBU shirt.
Had on the same shirt. Yep.
Well, it's the same shirt, but it's not the same.
It's not the same shirt. Right? Yeah, you're right. It's not the same shirt.
Because his, you know, looks a little bit more authentic. Like
just a little bit more.
And it has the patch on it.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's when the class clown, of course, he got a bust. What they have a sale with these FUBU shirts? It's like, wait a minute. Well, it's like, well, this one got more stripes, but this one has the patch. So, what are y'all wearing a fake?
What are y'all wearing a fake? Yeah, comparing the two. Like, what y'all got on a fake shirt?
So, Devin, he looking like, well, I know my shirt ain't fake. You know,
I got on the real thing.
Yeah. So, Earn, of course, I mean, in typical Earn, he's, you know, he kind of gets that anxiety type way and everything. So this is what kind of propels the episode, really, because it's like the whole school, of course, finds out about this, and it's like, who's wearing the real and fake shirt? Is it
like wildfire? Everybody's talking about
exactly. Which I mean, you know, in school and whatnot, it's crap like that happened. People you don't even know it happens.
Yeah, it does. Definitely.
But I thought, well, one part of this that I thought was kind of unnecessary almost was when this poor substitute teacher comes in.
Oh, I'm so bad for my man. I'm like, geez.
And he was overweight, clearly. And,
yeah, big guy.
You know, he was like, okay, everyone, you know, he was like, well, the regular teacher's not here. You know, I'm just filling in for the day, blah, blah. And then, of course, the class kind of started, you know, ragging on the man and everything. And it's like, I mean, I remember having substitute teachers and whatnot.
But oh, yeah, me too.
I never like, went at a substitute like that or anything. Like, but,
no,
you know, but usually when you have a substitute, you do kind of, you do kind of act different.
Because you feel like you can get away with certain things. You couldn't get away with when you have your regular teacher there.
Basically. Exactly. I mean, you know,
act out a little bit.
Exactly. Act out a little bit. There you go. But because, I mean, no one really respects the substitutes. I'm sorry.
No, they don't. No, they get no love. They like the stepchild, basically.
Yeah, you don't care about no substitute. There's
a reason. You got our regular teacher. What you going to do? You ain't going to be here the next day.
There's a reason why you're the sub.
Yeah, exactly. There's a reason.
But did you think that the kid went a little too hard at the sub about his weight and everything?
He go about his weight and his shoes and everything. I'm like, dang, man, can you cut my man some slack?
So we go from there to where we are introduced to baby Alfred.
Yeah, before he was paperboy, baby Alfred.
Well, he was paperboy adjacent because. First of all, I was like, okay, why the hell is he in his ROTC uniform?
Yeah, because that'd be the last thing I think he would be doing, the ROTC.
And the fact that he was the only kid in the school in the ROTC.
Yeah, nobody else had on the ROTC uniform. So that I was wondering about that.
So that was like, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But nobody went clowning him about it.
No, because at first I was thinking maybe it was at, different schools. Because I said, nobody else is in an ROTC uniform. Why is he the only one in an ROTC uniform?
Yeah, so he, and like I said, of course, he's in trouble. So,
in the principal's office.
And, it's him and his other kid. And the principal, he's basically like, Alfred, we've had conversations about you, selling stuff on school property. You're not supposed to do that, and all this type of stuff. And it was almost like watching Paperboy, really, because he was like, he basically was like not really like engaged, but at the same time, he was fully aware of the situation that was going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, he was kind of playing it up, and this other kid basically was there, like you, so you, You stole my calculator.
Calculator, yeah, they want a calculator, yeah.
And Alfred's like, that's racist.
You taking your calculator.
Like, why? Because I'm black?
That's right. You gonna take your calculator because I steal? Because I'm black?
which he's basically doing. Because later in the episode, I don't know if you caught this, when he was there in that locker. Because I watched the episode like four times. But it was crazy. When Earn is like peeping around the corner talking to him and everything, at first you think it's his locker, but the way he's going in the locker and everything, that was clearly not his locker.
I didn't even catch that.
Yes. It was more like somebody that was shopping.
Wow.
So basically going back to the whole conversation in the principal's office, he's like, well, if I sold you, if I'm selling something, he bought it, so, that means both of us in trouble. So if you got to write us, that means you have to write both of us up. So go ahead and do what you got to do.
Pretty much.
It's like, well, if I'm in trouble, he in trouble too.
He in trouble too. We both going down.
And it was like the principal, he didn't want to, he didn't want to write up the other kids. So he's like, okay, Alfred, well, you go ahead and go back to class and everything. And the other kid, the kid's sitting there like, really? He's like, that's it? So, because Al was clearly aware of what they was trying to do. They were basically trying to set Al up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because when he walks out of there, he waits till he gets to the door. He's like, yo, they got snitches up here.
That's right. That was funny. I like that. They got snitches up in there.
It's like, Al, forget the class. Because it's like, Al was too smart. Even at that age, Al was too smart for what they were trying to pull.
Too smart to his own good. Hip to the game.
Yeah. So, before we really get too deep in this episode, at this point, like, what did you think of the kid, Earn, and Alfred, like, their portrayals of the grown-up versions, really, and everything?
I liked it, and it seemed very... It was good casting, because they were pretty much accurate to the grown-up versions of them as well. I think they did a very good job of, having some of the very similar characteristics to the adult Earn and Paperboy, I felt.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with the way... Baby Earn had down grown-up Earn's like that, you know, kind of nervous, like unsure way about himself.
Kind of hesitantness about himself and about certain things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then when he's in like in a weird situation, how he'll do that kind of half like smile but talk at the same time deal.
Yeah.
He really had it down. And then the kid that was Paperboy, really. I mean, he just he was cool. He was just cool.
Oh, with perfect. I liked him.
And the fact that, like I said, that he's in his ROTC uniform, that's what really, like,
yeah, that's the thing. I was like, man, ROTC. Who would have thought?
So then, going back to Earn, they're in the class, and the teacher's like, okay, we want everybody to, you know, break up into your groups and everything. And I guess they were in, like, science class or something like that.
It was a science class, I think, yeah.
So, the teacher, she kind of gets into it with this girl, and I remember kids like this too, that always like be with the head down on the desk and not really want to be engaged and stuff like this.
Oh yeah, me too, man.
And the teacher and her have some words, and then it was like a trigger for the girl when the teacher said, "Are we gonna have a good day today or a bad day?" And she raised her head up and she gave her the nastiest look.
Oh, man. You ever give her a nasty look?
Oh, it was so nasty. And they kind of had this little stare off or whatnot. And then we kind of go away from that. So I was like, that's interesting. But going back to Earn and everything, so he's there with his lab partner. And him and the girl, they kind of talking about, you know, what they're going over as far as the classwork and stuff like that.
Right.
And now, did this girl to you, because to me she did, but did that girl that was his lab partner, did she kind of put you in the mind frame of Van?
I was thinking that. I was definitely thinking that when they were partnered together.
Because, like I said, it's just the way she was carrying herself and the way she was talking, and then the way her hair was, too.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, I said, is that like a, should be like a young Vern? I was very thinking of the same thing.
Because if you notice, we never get her name.
No, they never gave her a name. They gave everybody else's name. They didn't give her a name.
So I was like, is that who she's supposed to be? But I guess they didn't really focus on that too much, because the bigger thing that was going on here was this whole passing of notes.
That's all we had, note passing, yeah.
Because while he's sitting there, this note get tossed over his shoulder. He looks around like, what the hell? and then he opens it up and he looks, and of course it says, do you like Erica? And everything like this. So he turns and he looks at her, and then she just kind of looks at him. She just, you know, give him the eye nod towards the note, like, answer the question.
Give me an answer. What's going on here?
So he checks off, yes. And then he folds it back up, passes it to I thought it was interesting, like, how do you do it? We never see Erica touch this note. Is
not one time. No.
No, not one time.
Not one time did she ever touch this note.
It was just between Earn and Erica's friend. You know, she was the middleman.
That's right.
And so he checks off, yes, he passed that to her, but at the same time, he's still focusing on his work and, you know, talking to his lab partner. And then we get another note, which is the funniest one to me. Just blatantly asking, so, is your shirt fake? Because Erica
broke it. I said, really? You gonna go there?
So it's like he get pissed when he see that. So he checked no.
No.
Holds it back up, give it to him. And then he looks around, and then I thought, like, one of the most nerve-wracking parts was when he stands up, and, you know, they still talking about the work and everything, and his partner, she says, you have a thread on your shirt. So he looks at it, and this long freaking thread, and anyone who knows about clothes, if there's a long thread on it, you don't pull it.
No, you do not do it. That's the last thing you do. You do not pull that thread.
So he pulls it, and then he gets this big hole underneath the arm, which is like he starts freaking out then.
Like, oh my God, what did I just do?
And it's like he starts sweating too.
Sweating bullets.
And I thought the funniest thing, though, even though it wasn't funny, the funniest thing was when he says that he looks around, the dude, Devin, who has on the same shirt, is staring directly at him.
Mm-hmm. He's looking dead in the eye, man.
But he never says it, but he's just looking at him.
Just looking at him. Don't open his mouth. Just give him that look.
Which I thought was interesting because I know most kids I went to school with, if that would have happened, he would have been like, he would have said something. Like
he wouldn't have been quiet at all. He would have definitely had something to say.
So, like I said, he's panicking and whatnot. And then we get to where, you know, because like at this point, Earn is like basically struggling in everything to go from class to class. And I thought one of the most important things that happened in this episode, and it's a real small thing, but it's one of the most important things, is when Earn and his little white friend, they're going to their next class or whatnot, and they're talking, and the kid, the little white kid, he's like, well, I don't get what the big deal is. He say, you see this shirt? He said, I've worn this shirt 2 days in a row. No one said anything to me.
Mm-hmm. That was a very crucial moment, I felt, as well.
And it's like, because it's like, for some reason, when it comes to black kids and everything, that, you know, everything has to be materialistic.
And about status and everything, you know, I got the latest sneakers or the latest, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, and I mean, you still to this day still have people basically killing themselves to buy a pair of Jordans. But
oh my God, yeah.
And everything. I mean, I've had a few pair of Jordans in my
life. I like them too, but I'm not, you know, going crazy like some of these people going over Jordans and standing outside just waiting, you know, overnight for a pair of sneakers. No way.
Exactly, I'm breaking into the damn shoe store just to get them and stuff like that, which is ridiculous. But I thought that scene, like I said, it spoke volumes because you could look at that a multitude of ways. You could look at that as the fact that white kids are not brought up that way to, you know, value clothes like that and everything. Mm-hmm. Or you can look at it another way, that the fact that this kid, this white kid, is probably poorer than the black kids there, which forces him to have to wear his clothes, you know, multiple times in a week and everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like there was more going on with that than anything.
Oh, yeah, that was that. Yeah, I thought a lot of that scene myself.
And it's like, wow, it's like, hey, they're like, damn, Donovan, you really making us think. Like, this show is not a comedy.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that really hit me. I was like, wow, that was a powerful moment.
This show is not a comedy. I mean, this show stopped being a comedy long time ago. But...
No.
but yeah, I just, like I said, I just thought that was an interesting scene. And
Yeah, me too.
And then when he, he's going around and he ends up outside because he's going to another. I think he was getting ready for lunch, really.
Lunch or something, yeah, they're going to the cafeteria. Yeah.
And he walks outside, and of course, this is the scene that plays from the trailer and everything, where these two, it's like they were sitting and waiting.
And they were just waiting for him to come out here. They were waiting for him, like they were waiting like for him to get out.
So they run up on him, and then they start clowning him about the shirt and everything. And once again, they're not wearing anything that's real flashy or anything like that. You know, they just wear regular old clothes, but they're clowning him about whether or not his shirt is fake or not, anything like that. Granted, I mean, we don't know, and we'll just go over that toward the end too, but, you know, they don't, it's like, what makes them an authority?
Yeah, like, who are you guys?
Or do they make the clothes? You know?
Exactly. Y'all the fashion police? What's going on?
Exactly. Well, that's what it seemed like. Y'all
trying to be the fashion police?
So they start clowning him and everything like that. And, you know, that's when one boy talks, so you right here wearing Phoebe. You're like, everybody, he's working around in Phoebe. And all
Phoebe,
the time.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Like, y'all just, this is what y'all do. Y'all just sit and wait just to clown on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So they end up going in the lunchroom first, and then it's like Earn is like, he's like, damn, I gotta go in here. And they in here too. It's like,
I can't catch a break.
So he goes, he sits with his friends or whatnot, and then they're talking about it and everything. And so, of course, they ask, like, well, Earn, is your shirt? He's like, like, no, it's not fake and everything. You say, well, it's like, well, Johnny's not even here, so and everything, because this mysterious Johnny, for some reason, he's the authority on whether or not, you know, these type of clothes are real or fake. Or
real something. Life, yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's like, so it's a wonderful friend. He speaks, so he's like, well, he's like, no, he is here. He came later in the day, so, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Mm-hmm. So,
that's like, you got to speed one.
So, this, of course, Ernie kind of starts sweating again and everything. And then these two same dudes, they go over to the Devin kid, and then they start clowning his shirt and everything. And you can't hear everything that he says, but you do hear him when he say, you see how I come to school. I say, me and Ern, you see how Ern come to school, you know, looking all towed out and everything.
Right, exactly.
Look, my dad bought me this shirt. I don't wear fake stuff.
I don't wear fake stuff, man.
Yeah. See, because that was brought up, too, about the fact that Devin's dad is like 30 years old. So clearly he had him when he was a teenager.
Teenager, yeah. Young dad.
Yeah, so, and which is something, to, you know, like that, too, is like, because he's still in that generation of wanting to be hip and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, whatever he getting his son.
Son, yeah, of course, yeah.
So, they still clowning Devin. So, Devin gets pissed, and then he storms out of there, and then they follow him out of there. It's like, why? It's like, why y'all just hounding this man for?
Yeah, leave this man alone.
It's like, Jesus. Which, I mean, you have kids that's like that.
Yes, I mean, that's very realistic. Extremely realistic.
So, next we get where, going back to that scene that I was talking about with, when Ern, he goes and find Alfred at that locker, you know, shopping or whatnot. Mm. And he's like, Al, I need you. He's like,
help me out, man.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's also, man, me and Devin got on the same shirt, but I don't know if it's like, man, that's you. It's like, so clearly he's heard about this. Like,
he's heard it too. I tell you, the word got around. Everybody knew about this.
So then he was like, well, you know, confidence is key, man. You know, you gotta be confident with it. You know, don't let people see you sweating.
Yeah, exactly. That's gonna make it worse. You gotta be confident. It's only.
So he tells him, but he gives some good advice. He say, as long as you make it to the end of the day, you'll be good. Mm-hmm. Which is a true thing, because, I mean, that was always the thing. If you was in an embarrassing situation in school or whatnot, if you can make it to the end of the day and get you home, okay. You good.
You good. That's all you got to do. Just got to get through the day. Some kind of way, get through the day, then you'll be okay.
So they end up, he's going to the next class, and then he's walking down the hall, and one of the kids just come out of nowhere, grabs him, and pulls him down to like this hallway and whatnot, and they got Devin there, and then the other kids are there, and then the infamous Johnny's there, or whatnot, and, you know, he's like, okay, so he's like, okay, so Johnny, he looks over both shirts, he was like, okay, well, Devin's says made in China, and he look at Ern's and say made in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh, right.
So Johnny busts out, he tells him, this is the fake, talk about Ern's shirt is the fake. So they get ready to clown Ern, and then, like, I don't know where the hell he came from, but Alfred shows up.
Out of nowhere.
Literally out of nowhere.
Literally out of nowhere. He shows up at the right time.
Because, you know, in this whole episode, we never see Alfred in a classroom.
Yeah, you're right. that's a good point. Yeah, just throw him in the principal's office. Now, not one time we see him in class.
We never see him in a classroom. So he comes and he say, hold on. He's like, let me see. So he said, man, Ern has got the face. He said, of course Johnny gonna say the word made in China is the real one. He said, he is Chinese.
He is Chinese.
I'm like, Jesus, like they really went there with that.
I said, dang.
So he's like, he said, man, Bangladesh is the main manufacturer and everything like that. So then they start clowning Devin. It's like they was, even though it seemed like they all supposed to be friends or whatnot, but it's like they was waiting to clown either Ern or Devin.
Yeah, whoever one that ended up having a fake shirt, they were ready to just, you know, give them hell, basically.
Yeah, it's like, really? It's like, some
is
friends.
Is it that also, serious?
Exactly, it's not that serious. It's, like, it's a
not,
shirt.
It's just a shirt.
It's like one says made in China, the other made in Bangladesh. Big deal. It's a shirt.
Yes, it's a shirt.
It ain't like you come to school with no shirt.
Exactly.
You know,
he got clothes on.
Exactly. So Devin, he get pissed and he's like, man, my shirt ain't fake. So my dad bought me this shirt, and my dad don't buy me no fake stuff. And he leaving, and then they just clowning him. And so once again, he getting followed and harassed. Oh,
Can't catch a break.
And then we get to where, you know, Ern's like, okay, he's still struggling trying to get to the bus.
Trying to get up out of there.
Yeah, exactly, right. So he walking outside, going to the bus, and then the Erica girl, she pops up, and she gives Ern her phone number, tell him that to call her between 6 and 9 and stuff like that. You know, like that. it's like look at little Earn, he getting the win, even though grown up Earn has been getting all the L's.
L's, yeah, like I said, he's going on that one. I said, okay, go ahead, little Earn.
He gets a win, so you know, he all happy with that, but he hurts and gets on the bus and he goes all the way to the back to sit in that last seat. Mm-hmm. And he's looking at the back, and then the older kids and everything, they just clowning Devin and everything as he getting on the bus. And you know, and you know, they probably roasted him the whole way.
Oh, I'm sure they did. They probably roasted him the whole trip.
And it was just sad. So it's like he made it, you know, through the day or whatnot. He doesn't have on the fake shirt, even though it's the fake shirt.
It's the fake shirt, right, yeah.
But he didn't have on the fake shirt for everyone else. Thanks to, you know, Al saving him.
Saving the day for him.
Yeah. So we get to the next day, and he don't have anything remotely like a FUBU shirt on.
No, just regular clothes this time. Regular good old clothes.
So we back in that same classroom for the first time and everything, and everybody's sitting there. And all of a sudden, the principal, he walks in, and he was like, that he has some bad news. He said, I just want to let everyone know that your classmate, Devin, whatever his last name was, he committed suicide last night. And the principal, and then the way he says it, too, is like, we heard rumors of why, but we really don't know. He said, you know, that him and that his mom and dad was having problems and stuff like this. And but it's like Ern is like he knew, it's like,
oh yeah, mm-hmm.
because of the shirt.
For the shirt, yeah, and definitely.
And that was like the last thing that just kind of pushed him over the edge, and he killed himself. And it was sad that the fact that it was because of this is what caused this kid to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody's kind of sitting there, kind of somber and everything like this. And then the door swings open, and that same girl, Dinesha, or whatnot, she comes in and she's all like happy-go-lucky,
enthusiastic, like ready to go. And that's a change.
Yeah, and it's like, what is this? So she comes in and she's not sitting in that front seat that she was in the first part of the episode. She goes and sits like maybe like a seat or two behind her, but in the first row.
Mm-hmm.
And teacher's like, okay, everyone, open your books up to chapter whatever. And she's like, well, who wants to start? And she's the first one.
Volunteer. Yeah, like, throwing her hand up like me. I'll do it. I'm like, wow.
And now, there has been some debate on social media about this. Now, I didn't see it the first two times I saw it. I didn't really see it until the third time I saw it. Like I said, I saw it 4 times. Mm-hmm. But she had a black eye. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't catch that. Wow.
Yeah, she had a black eye, and because if you notice how Ern kind of turns and he's looking at her,
mm-hmm.
and let's say if you go back and watch it again, if you pay attention to her, because the way, like I said, the way Ern is looking is as if he's looking at her black eye and everything, but no one's saying anything, right?
Right.
And it's like, okay, is she getting, you know, is she getting abused at home? And is this the reason why she's had this, you know, change in attitude, because she don't want to get dealt with at home again. So she has to, you know, make sure she's not acting up in class because she don't want to get dealt with again.
Dealt with at home, yeah. Wow.
Because clearly this is not she's not getting a whooping. She's getting beat up.
Beat up, yeah. Beat up, yeah. Black eye, yeah. That's definitely more than just a little whooping.
And like I said, you don't really notice it the first time, because
yeah, I surely did. I have to go back and check that out.
Well, I said, if you do Because, like I say, it's been a debate thing. Because, like, a lot of people, because, like, when it's being mentioned and whatnot, people's like, oh, I didn't see the black guy and everything.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, no.
Mm. And then when they go back and watch, it's like, because they're actually looking for it this time.
They're looking for it. Yeah, because they're like, oh,
yeah, she did have a black guy and everything. And so we kind of go through that. And then Earn, he comes home after school. Because that's the only school scene that we really get after, you know, at that point. Mm-hmm. And which I thought was kind of interesting because when he walks in the door, his mom and his aunt, Alfred's mom, are sitting there. They talking and everything and talking about he got piano lessons and everything like this over the weekend mm-hmm. and everything like that. And the fact that, you know, they got to get him a suit. And he's like, why do you wear a suit?
Wear no suit.
And this is something that I think is interesting, too, that the fact that the parent is the one that's talking about, you know, throwing the emphasis on how important clothes are and this, that, and the other. Now, wearing a suit is necessary for the right occasion, but you don't need to wear a suit for every occasion and to, because you can just wear nice clothes, especially for a piano lesson. What the hell you need to be wearing a suit for? But
yeah, just some nice slacks, a nice top, and you're good to go.
Exactly. But then it's this whole thing about the importance of clothes and everything like this, and I'm like, okay, see, that's what the message is about, how kids are taught at a very early age about the whole materialistic thing, and then a lot of kids grow up with that mindset of valuing, you know, materialistic things that you can't take with you when you die.
Mm-hmm. You know? Very true.
And everything like that. And I thought it was interesting how the shot was framed, too, because when there's this a wide shot where you see Ernst standing there and he's talking to his mom and his aunt, but then you get in the backdrop and everything, you got freaking Alfred, like, he's all laid back on the couch.
Yeah, just chilling, had his feet up and everything.
He got his feet in the chair and all that shit. So, but the whole thing is brought up about the fact that, you know, about them being cousins and everything, and that they have to look out for each other.
Each other, right.
And I thought it was interesting that this episode came after last week's episode, because we know what happened last week with the fallout between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, has this kind of been, is this where the whole thing started, where about looking out for each other? And because, you know, even baby Ernst says, like, I'm not as cool as you,
mm-hmm.
and everything like that. So it's like, has Al been, for the most part, always kind of looking out for Ern in a way? And even with, like, this go back to the first season, when he go to see him, you know, when he finds out that he's rapping and he's paperboy and this, that, and the other, and Ern is looking at this as an opportunity for himself to get mm-hmm. out of the situation he was in, because he was working at the airport, but he was more like a vendor at the airport. He wasn't working for the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't making a lot of money, because there's a scene in the first season, I forgot exactly what episode it is, but he goes to a freaking McDonald's and he only has enough money to buy a freaking kids meal.
Dang.
That's how bad he
that's, you know, rough.
Yeah, that's hard times.
That's hard times, right?
Right? So yeah, like I say, so that's why he goes, and it's like he wanted to attach himself to the paperboy train in a way mm-hmm. to better his situation.
But yeah, to kind of lift himself up.
Yeah. So, and I think, and once again, you know, the way Alfred is, it's like he know when people are trying to use him
mm-hmm.
and everything, even though, but he has that nonchalant way of like, he ain't really paying attention to it, but he do know.
He's aware of what's going on, yeah.
And that's why that scene last week happened, where he brings it up and everything about the fact that Ern put them in that situation, you know, right. With that crazy girl and everything.
Girl and everything, yeah. Setting them up there, you know, the hotel and everything, trying to be cheap and save money. This crazy girl off of Instagram.
Exactly, right? So it's like they have been like this for the most part from kids, because going back to what I was originally trying to say was that when he goes see him the first time in the first season, he hadn't seen him since Alfred's mom passed away. which had been a while. Yeah, so he hadn't seen him in a long time, basically. So here he is showing up out of the blue because of the fact that, you know, he's Paperboy now.
Paperboy, yeah. You're somebody now.
Yeah, so, but I thought it was an interesting thing to end this episode on the shot of them sitting there on the couch together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Al did save him, even though it cost another kid his life, in a sense.
It did, yeah, but he still was there for him. He had his back.
Yeah, because you look at it like this, too. Like, if he didn't say, do you think Earn would have committed suicide? I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, I don't think he would have.
He just would have got ridiculed, but...
Yeah, but sad. I don't think he would have gone that route.
Yeah, because it didn't seem like Earn had the issues of whatever Devin was going through. Because we don't know all the issues that was there. I mean, there had to be a lot of issues with this kid, you know, to commit suicide.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, that young of age.
But this episode, I mean, it really, I don't know about you, but it really had my child anxiety up to 100.
Oh yeah, it definitely took me back to my school days. I'm like, oh yeah, I can relate to that. You know, I've dealt with that. I've seen kids, you know, do this type of stuff, you know, throughout school.
I mean, I remember one time, me and my friend, this was in high school, matter of fact, I think it was like 9th or 10th grade, we had started a rumor about this dude that worked in the lunchroom. It wasn't even true, but we started a rumor about the dude as far as he was, let's just say he was doing some unsavory stuff with the food. I'll just leave it at that. Right. But we just started it as a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this thing spread like wildfire, and we started having people coming to tell us. It was like, wait a minute, we started this.
And
the rumor got around the school so much that the dude ended up losing his job. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So basically I had like a situation similar. I mean, he didn't commit suicide, but basically.
Well, you talk off in the job.
We didn't get the dude to cause his job, but yeah, I mean, so like I said, I do know how this whole thing can go.
Yeah, like how stuff can, you know, rumors can be spread, you know, he says, she says, and everybody, you know, throws in their little 2 cents as the word gets around. Oh my God.
But
I totally understand.
Yeah, and like I said, it just started having me have all these flashbacks to stuff that I went through, like in high school, middle school, mm-hmm. even
like what was
school.
Trendy and everything. Yeah. Like, it definitely took you back.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I liked it in that regard, but in true season 2 form, at least, you know, what could have started out as like an innocent thing or whatnot, you know, over a FUBU shirt, it went dark real quick.
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to go that route with the kid, you know, end up committing suicide over the whole situation.
Yeah, and the fact that, I mean, you have the, okay, you have teen suicide, you have bullying, you have child abuse, you know, that's thrown in there as well, and it's just like, but that's what goes on. I'm pretty sure I can speak for you when I say this too, that you had some friends that you knew in school, also outside of school, but then also there was some friends that you only had like in school that you only saw at school.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
And it's like those are the ones who you only know them in school, but when you leave, you go your way, they go their way.
They go their way, yeah. You don't know, y'all, what they doing.
Exactly. You don't know what they doing. You don't know what they dealing with at home or anything
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. You don't know nothing. Like outside life, other than just that, you know, school setting, basically.
Yeah, and that's what it seemed like with the Devin kid was that, you know, because, you know, when her mom, no, the aunt, I think it was her that said it. She got the call about, you know, what happened with Devin. And then the mom was like, well, did you know him? She was like, he was like, yeah, I knew him a little bit, you know, kind of whatnot. But he clearly didn't. He only knew of him because they had the same class.
Yeah, you know? Other than that, he didn't really know him.
Yeah, so, like I said, it was just a sad thing, really. And,
yeah, definitely.
And then, like I said, how they threw that in there with the Dinesha girl with her mood swings and then everything like that. It was like, damn, I knew kids like this. So
yeah, they had a lot. They covered a lot of bases in this episode.
They really, really did. I'm trying to think. Was there anything else from the episode that you want to bring up or no?
I think we pretty much covered everything.
All right. So that kind of wraps up the Atlanta discussion. But before we actually get out of here, good old Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, released his new single. Because as you told me on last week's episode that he was going to be hosting Saturday Night Live, and he was the musical guest. And unfortunately, I didn't get to see it because I actually fell asleep. So I missed it. I didn't see it, right? I mean, I can always go back and watch it on Hulu.
Oh, yeah,
like
most definitely.
So he performed the new song, This Is America, on Saturday Night Live. But not only did he perform it there, he released a video for it. And I got to watch the video, and that video has become a hot topic for many of reasons.
Yes, most definitely.
And for anyone who's listening, if you haven't checked out the video, I recommend you
definitely go check it out.
Because I think I said this in this season before, but I say it again, that I feel like Donald Glover has tapped into something, and we all need to pay attention to what he's tapped into.
Yeah, he has a very creative mind, and he's doing a lot of different things, which I'm very impressed with.
Yeah, and it's almost like you don't want to spoil the video. You almost want people to watch it for themselves.
Yeah, because you got to see it for yourself. I mean, and you know, get your own thoughts and opinions on it. You don't want to spoil it for people.
Exactly, and I will say this though. I recommend people should watch it at least 3 times.
And yeah, watch it multiple times because, like I said, you might miss some things the first go around.
Yeah,
a lot of things.
I mean, first time watch it and pay attention to him. Mm-hmm. Second time watch it and pay attention to the background. And then the third time watch it, pay attention to everything, and see how it all plays out.
Soak it all in.
Yes, and like I say, it's just I like the beat, and in the video, like I say, it speaks volumes.
Yeah, it's catchy. It speaks to a lot of what's going on right now. I mean, it's very current. It's just like, I was just like, wow.
So I thought it was interesting too that the reason why I even wanted to bring it up on this episode because of the fact that he has the kids in that video.
Yeah, exactly. That was a big thing.
And he had those same kids perform with him on Saturday Night Live, and he did the performance as well. So, like I said, I just wanted to touch on that for a little bit. But that's pretty much it for episode 10. I'm trying to think, is there anything we'll discuss before we get out of here, or?
Oh, no, I'm thinking we good, man. But like I said, one more episode to go after this.
Yeah, one more, and then we're done for this season. Which should have been season 3, but it's season 2 because of a little movie called Solo. which comes out in 2 weeks, matter of fact.
In 2 weeks, yeah, be right around the corner.
So, Chris, if you would, let the people know where they can find you.
Yes, you guys can follow me on Twitter at MoneymakerChris, as well as Instagram, DCSportsFan86.
All right, and of course with me, you can find me on Twitter at JMovieTalk, as well as Instagram, JMTPodcast. And of course, you can follow all the J Movie Talk episodes right here on the TV Zone Podcast Network. And I haven't started my May action just yet. I'm kind of running behind on that, so I need to get cracking on that. But as soon as I get around to recording those episodes, I'll be releasing those episodes for this month. And everything. And I'm actually going to try to see if we could probably do another series. Some soon come or whatnot. I haven't really thought about it yet, I thought about it, but I'm like, what show should we do or something like that? But also too, before we get out of here, I just wanted to send a shout out to some lady named Chantel. Perhaps you've heard her.
Yes, I've heard that name. Yes, not familiar.
So, over the weekend actually, Chantel got married.
Oh wow! Congrats.
Yeah. So. Yes, her and her guy, Hands, who she always shouts out on her episode. So if you listen to any of her coverages with her and her brother Christian, or if you listen to the Fofroto podcast that they do, and she always says, "Hey, Hands," that's Hands. That's, you know, now her husband, Hands. So I just want to send a shout out to them and congratulations on your marriage. And when your first child, hopefully you name it after me. No, but don't do it. No, not seriously. No. Don't, no, don't do it. Don't do that. Don't do that. But in all seriousness, congratulations to you both.
Yeah, congratulations.
And maybe one day probably get him on a podcast or something. Who knows?
Who knows?
So with that being said, we'll be back for episode 11 to close out this season's coverage of Atlanta. And I don't have the episode title in front of me. And
yeah,
I don't...
it's called Crabs in a Barrel.
Crabs in a Barrel and the Return of Van. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, with that being said, any last words, sir?
Watch the clothes you buy. You know, don't buy no fake stuff.
How was that?
Check the tag.
I was gonna say something similar to that, but I was gonna throw in there about because, you know, make sure you don't get an Erica because Erica don't like broken. So with that being said, peace out.
Peace out, guys. Still come up with, I get to be swift, follow the leader.